February 28, 1924, all the goods which God prepared and established in creation in order to give them to the creatures are suspended, waiting for those who will return to their original order. This is what he is doing in Louisa's first. While I was praying, I felt my adorable Jesus within my interior, now praying, now suffering, and now as though working. He called me very often by name, and I said to him, "Jesus, what do you want? What are you doing? It seems to me that you are very busy and that you suffer much. And while you call me, drawn by your occupations, you then forget that you have called me and so you don't tell me anything. And Jesus, my daughter, I am so busy in you for I am carrying out all the works of living in my will. It is necessary that I first do it in you. And as I do it, I bind all your interior within the unending light of my will, so that your little human will may be connected to it and take in it its first place. And expanding within it, it may receive all the good which the divine will wants to give to the human will. You must know that as the divinity decreed creation, it delivered all that it was to give to the creature, the gifts, the graces, the caresses, the kisses of love which it was to manifest to her. Just as it delivered the sun, the stars, the blue heavens and all the rest, so it delivered all the gifts with which it was to enrich the souls. Now, as man withdrew from the supreme will, he rejected all these goods. But the divinity did not withdraw them into itself. It left them suspended in its will, waiting for the human will to bind itself to its will and to enter into the original order created by it, so as to place in current with human nature all the gifts established by it. Therefore, all the fineness of love, the kisses, the caresses, the gifts, the communications and my innocent amusements which I was to have with Adam, had he not sinned, are suspended in my will. My will wants to unload these heaps of goods which it had established to give to creatures, and this is why I want to establish the law of living in my will, to place in force between creator and creature all these suspended goods. This is why I am working in you, to reorder your will with the divine. In this way I will be able to give start to and to place in current the many goods which until now have been suspended between creator and creature. I so much care about this reordering of the human will with the divine and that the human will live completely in it, that until I obtain this, I feel as if creation did not have its primary purpose. Besides, I created creation not because I needed it. I was more than sufficiently happy by myself. If I created it, it was because with all the goods we contained within ourselves, we wanted an amusement outside of us. This is why everything was created. And within an immense outpouring of our most pure love, we delivered this creature from our omnipotent breath, so that we might amuse ourselves with her, and she might be happy with us and with all the things we created for love of her. Now, was it not destroying our purpose that fact that the one who was to serve only to make us rejoice and to amuse ourselves together, by withdrawing from our will, served us bitterness, and by departing from us, instead of amusing himself with us, he amused himself with the things created by us and with his own passions, putting us aside? Was it not turning the whole purpose of creation upside down? Do you see, then, how necessary it is that we restore our rights and that the creature return into our womb, so that we may restart our amusements? But she must return there where man made our sorrow begin, and bind herself to our will with an indissoluble bond. She must dismiss hers, to live in ours. This is why I am working in your soul. And you, follow the work of your Jesus, who wants to place in current the gifts, the suspended graces, which are there in my will.